is first confident that bringing on new MPS Chief Administrative Officer Dr. Terry Roller will help with the intervention of Montgomery Public Schools. And another major company is coming to Alabama, bringing with it dozens of new jobs. Facebook will be building a $750 million data center in Huntsville. It will employ 100 people with an average salary of $80,000. The facility will be open in 2020. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
June. June bugs. Weddings, maybe. Vacations and hot weather. Alabama and Brubaker. We have loads of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans here at Brubaker Motors. Chrysler, Dodge, Ram Truck, Jeep, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti. All in one place and in Prattville. This month it is huge. The all-new, I mean really new, Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV will carry everything to the lake or the beach or the park comfortably. Kia, save huge on the 2018 Soul crossover before the 2000 model arrives this month. Or the third row seat midsize Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about the friends and family plan to see if you qualify for additional savings. Have you seen? Have you driven? The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler, smoother, still rugged, the off-road SUV you want. Or the Grand Cherokee or Cherokee, its slightly smaller sibling. And don't forget Fiat, the even smaller sibling. All at Brubaker Motors this week.
When you need bug bite relief.
Ow! Ow! What? Ow! Yikes!
Stepped in an ant bed relief.
What a pretty plant. Wait, was that
poison ivy relief? You need the power of Gold Bond Relief. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream has twice the medicines of hydrocortisone formulas to fight itch and relieve minor pain. Plus, vitamin E and aloe to help soothe skin fast. Gold Bond Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. Well, what about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Would you pay $18 for a loaf of bread? Crazy, right? But many people are paying much more than they should with their high-interest credit card debt, more than 17% APR. Now there's a way to lower that rate and save money with Lightstream. With Lightstream, you can consolidate your credit card debt into one low-interest loan and pay as little as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, right now, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to lightstream.com/news. You could save hundreds to thousands of dollars in interest. And with Lightstream's Rate Beat program, you'll get the most competitive rate because Lightstream will beat any lender's qualifying rate. With Lightstream's Rate Beat program, there's no reason to shop around. You know you're getting the most competitive rate and your very best savings. Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news. Lightstream.com/news. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for important information about our rate beat program, same day funding, and limits on Lightstream loans.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There are 32 teams playing in the World Cup.
The White House is reacting to the Justice Department's Inspector General's report. It says James Comey mishandled the investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails.
According to a new report by StatsCan, mortgage borrowing is at its lowest level since 2014.
House Republicans have announced a new bill that would prohibit kids from being separated from their parents. It would also create a path to citizenship for dreamers.
In his 500-plus page report, Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz says former FBI Director James Comey was insubordinate by making public statements about the Clinton email investigation.
Etsy stock soaring after the online crafts company announced an increase in fees.
The Dow closed down 25 points.
Tunisian man has been arrested in the German city of Cologne. The deadly toxin ricin was found in a search of his apartment.
The hyphen, Webster's dictionary defines, is a symbol used to divide a compound word or a single word. So it seems to me that when a man calls himself an Afro-American, a Mexican-American, Italian-American, an Irish-American, Jewish-American, what he's saying is, I'm a divided American. Well, we all came from other places, different creeds, different races, to form a nation, to become as one. Yet look at the harm a line has done. A simple little line, and yet as divisive as a line can get. A crooked cross the Nazis flew, and the Russian hammer and sickle, too. Time bombs in the lives of men. But none of these could ever fan the flames of hatred faster than the hyphen. The Russian hammer built a wall that locks men's hearts from freedom's call. A crooked cross flew overhead above 20 million tragic dead. Among them, men from this great nation who died for freedom's preservation. A hyphen is a line that's small. It can be a bridge or be a wall. A bridge can save you lots of time. A wall you always have to climb. The road to liberty lies true. A hyphen's use is up to you. Used as a bridge, it can span all the differences of man. Being free in mind and soul should be our most important goal. If you use the hyphen as a wall, you'll make your life mean and small. An American is a special breed whose people came to her in need. They came to her that they might find a world where they'd have peace of mind, where men are equal and something more, stand taller than they stood before. So you be wise in your decision, and that little line won't cause division. Let's join hands with one another, for in this land each man's your brother. United we stand, divided we fall. We're Americans, and that says it all.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Actually, here's Joey Clark. Dan had to step out for a second. He really will be right back. We tried to stall, but let's go to the phones. A lot going on this week. I don't want to leave these folks waiting, though. Rick. Hey, Rick, how are you?
Hey, I'm just fine. I had I was calling kind of about the Christopher Wray news conference.
Yeah, what was that yesterday? That was disappointing.
Well, it was very disappointing because even he's, making a comment about there's no bias here, whereas everybody knows there was bias. But one thing I'm not hearing anybody talk about, I don't know, I'm no lawyer or anything like that, but if Comey and the FBI really did botch the email investigation, is there any possibility they're going to go back and relook at that?
Well, I think that was part of what the inspector general did. And what they said is despite how much Comey botched it, which they admit and take him to task for, despite everything else going on with the agents involved, they said that the conclusion reached by the investigation is not flawed, that Clinton had no intention. And Trey Gowdy, I don't believe we have those cuts, but Trey Gowdy yesterday, who was asked point blank by Brett Baier, I thought you said you trusted the FBI when you did this hearing with Nunes. And he said, yeah, I thought as somebody who's any American that when you hear about foreign collusion in American elections, you send an FBI agent. But now that I'm seeing what I'm seeing in the Inspector General's report, the way the FBI is trying to characterize it, the way the FBI conducted themselves in the Clinton case, I don't trust them. He can't trust the basic fact-finding pattern in how they did the interview, how they looked over the emails. And I think see him have that big shift from I trust them to this stinks to high heaven, and in fact, the Christopher Wray, Gowdy took Wray to task, saying, Wray's wrong, there's plenty of bias going on. Gowdy even used the word animus.
Well, but the thing is here's what you said, and that is that Hillary Clinton had no intent. And that's one of the arguments that in the law, there's nothing that says anything about intent. You're either gross negligent or not.
Exactly.
As an example, I was in the military, kind of had some high clearances. A lieutenant one time forgot his code book on a desk, walked out of the room. Somebody walked by, picked it up. There was no intent on his part to forget it, but he was relieved on the spot.
Exactly.
And so the thing is that whether there's intent or not, the FBI did everything based on what I can read. I'm not privy to everything, but everything that I've seen, it was the FBI's whole intent not to charge her with negligence.
It seemed like it. And from the early statements they'd already crafted before even meeting with her, and yes, their initial case for why they're not going to prosecute her or suggest prosecution is because, number one, she didn't have intent, which you just knocked down very well. And there are a lot of other cases where people who, we'll put it, aren't as privileged as the Secretary of State have been thrown in jail for negligence, even without intent. Then the other thing they threw out there is that no foreign actors got their hands or access to this private server. That's not true. In fact, the IG report shows that. So both legs that they're trying to defend her on don't hold up, and yet it seems like, as far as we can tell right now, Clinton's going to get away with it.
As far as I'm concerned, this whole report is a nothing. I know folks say, hey, Huber, the federal prosecutor, Huber, is going to look into this and bring some charges. But as far as I'm concerned, this whole report is nothing but cover. It's going to be a nothing burger unless they go back and redo that investigation. And I think they can do it because if you look at Manafort going to jail now, you know, he was investigated back in the 2006-2008 time frame, and the Justice Department didn't think there was enough there to pursue him on. However, now we have Mueller comes in, reopens the investigation, and of course, Manafort is on his way to jail now.
Oh, and you're right, Rick. An FBI suggestion is not like being held in court, so there's not a double jeopardy rule. And I'm amazed that they said that the Clinton finding that Comey found holds. I'm amazed. And I was just telling Dan's back in the studio. I was just telling folks that Gowdy was on with Brett Baer last night. He was fit to be tied.
Yeah, he was. That was a really good interview. Matter of fact, we didn't find that.
If they don't go back, like I'm saying, if they don't go back and redo this investigation, this whole report's a nothing burger. They may FBI.
Hang on, agents.
But I
disagree with that. It isn't a big nothing burger. It is chock full of information. The Inspector General was not tasked with coming up with guilt or innocence. His was to come up with information and then refer it to a prosecutor, which it is being referred to a prosecutor. And I think there are going to be some heads to roll with this because there's a lot in here, a lot of information. Ritz, hang on for me. Going to go to a break. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Did you know circuit breakers deteriorate over time and can become a fire hazard? If you've added rooms or large appliances to your home, have breakers that trip, or if your home is over 20 years old, you may need to upgrade your electrical panel. Don't risk your family's safety. Call Mr. Electric of Montgomery for expert electrical service. Act now and Mr. Electric will install a whole home surge protection system at no additional charge with your panel upgrade. That's a $600 value. With upfront pricing, appointments on your schedule, and affordable financing options, why wait? Call Mr. Electric of Montgomery for complete details or visit us online today. Where?
We're doing great. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
Mike here from Capital City Ace, your local helpful hardware store. Father's Day is rapidly approaching, and Ace is the place for that special gift for Dad. We have great savings on Craftsman, DeWalt, and Irwin tools. Check out our fantastic selection of steel outdoor power equipment, and our Traeger grills are also on sale. Come on in and get signed up for our free Father's Day giveaway. We are located at 2315 Taylor Road across from Applebee's. Stop by and see why we are the helpful hardware folks.
I love watching home remodeling shows. Then I heard about a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. It's a low-interest, tax-deductible line of credit that uses your home equity as collateral. I can get the money I need to update the bathrooms and add some real curb appeal. I worked hard to buy my home. Now my home is working for me. It's your home. ASE is your credit union. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS 420259.
Happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
That's where we are. Let's go to the phones and go to Rich. Rich, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely, my friend. How are you?
I'm all right. Listening to the comments on this report and on TV and, of course, on your station, it appears that a great deal of that 18 months used to compile this report was used to sugarcoat it. But like you said, there's plenty of actionable material there that I think that could be sent to a grand jury and is prosecutable if they have the political will to do so.
Yeah, and we're gonna get into the timeline on this thing, and it's when you read this report, and then you look at you remember I said, is this going to be a Rosetta Stone where you're going to see the actual direction of things? And to me, when I went through, I printed out the table of contents, I took the parts I wanted to see, I marked them, then I went to each of those and read them. And it doesn't, you know, you don't need to even do that. It's so logical once you kind of know who the players are and what happened in the timeline of it. It just is, it's remarkable.
Yeah, it makes it a lot easier to follow and then see the trail of tears, so to speak, as they bastardize our laws. I think that, you know, the politicians and the bureaucrats better make this right by the public, because we've been patiently waiting for a long time. It was obvious on its face that many, many laws, serious laws, were broken by Hillary Clinton and others trying to protect her. And we're waiting for justice to be served. And I don't think that the public is going to allow a two-tier justice system. I just don't think we'll abide by it.
Well, and what Ray has got an important decision to make, and as Joey said, Trey Gowdy kind of nailed this last night, but it's, you got to decide what do you want for your country here? Do you want people to have faith and confidence in the FBI? If so, there better be some people whose heads roll on this thing, and the truth better come out. Because if it doesn't, if both of those things don't happen, then you've got a real problem. Even if you take one guy and he becomes a scapegoat, maybe two with Lisa Page, but we need to get to the depth of what actually happened here. And when I pull this thing together and show you what I think had happened, then you're going to go, damn, there was a deep state.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I know Trey Gowdy has received a lot of criticism for some of the mild comments he made towards law enforcement and the FBI in the face of a lot of obvious wrongdoing. And I think he was waiting on something that he could make a definite statement on, and he didn't want to be conceived as someone with a preconceived idea of what transpired, you know, trying to at least give the appearance of an open mind. But he sure let fly later on after he saw the report, didn't he?
Yeah, he really did. He was pretty damn disappointed. And then there's some other stuff that you're going to get out of the Nunes interview that I have here. I spent more time in the Nunes interview than I did on the, and I didn't get the Gowdy, but I'm going to get that for you guys.
And one thing we've always got to be mindful of is this is the upper echelon of the FBI. It's not the rank and file members. As a matter of fact, Devin Nunes confirmed that he, you know, found out things because of whistleblowers within the rank and file giving him information, as Anthony Weiner's laptop existence.
Exactly, and we're going to go over that. That's what I mentioned a little while ago. Riz, thanks for the telephone call. I appreciate you, my friend.
I appreciate you and enjoying the show, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it. 272-9228. Let's do this. Let's pull up the Nunes clips and kind of go through this. This was Nunes and Laura Ingraham last night, and he's going to first start talking about the IG report. But he's a little chapped here and is talking about, has there been an obstruction of Congress?
This is what we've all been waiting for. On this matter, on the Hillary email matter, your initial reaction?
The first thing I can think of is there was information that we got today at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, that actually Chairman Gowdy had to call and tell me what it was, text messages that we had been asking for since late last year. Now, these are text messages that clearly were pertinent to our investigation into FISA abuse and the Russia investigation, whether or not there was collusion. These are emails or text messages that somebody held from us. So every day that goes by, there is a new example of obstruction of a congressional investigation.
So I want to read to you an exchange between Lisa Page and Peter Strzok, the star-crossed lovers. She basically said, you know, she was, you know, we're worried. Donald Trump's not going to get elected, right? Right? And he answers, basically, don't worry. We'll stop it. No. We'll stop it.
Right.
What does that tell you?
Well,
What's the lead investigator.
He was the lead investigator on the Clinton email case. He's the lead investigator that starts off the counterintelligence investigation using our intelligence agencies to go after and target the Trump campaign. This is the guy who leads that off. But worse than all that, and I just want to repeat what I said in the opening. Why wasn't that given to Congress? Why did I find out about that today at noon? I mean, this is a classic case of obstruction. But then the question is, who's going to go investigate these guys? I mean, you know, we're going to come out. We're going to be very transparent with the American people. We're ultimately going to get all the documents that we want. And ultimately, this is all going to spill out. And then people are going to ask, well, what are you going to do? Who's going to get busted? Who's going to go to jail?
Okay, so that does not sound like a very happy Devin Nunes. And again, what he said in that is that here are texts that we've been asking for, information we've been asking for, and you haven't given it. Now, they just got the Strzok text message that was the most damning. They just got in May, last month, around 30 days ago, because it was towards a little less than 30 days ago. But this is where this thing starts really kind of opening up here, that we're looking at the fact that we have these text messages and we put them and line them up. It starts really getting damning here. And the question is, why are they not giving Nunes information? Are they not doing it because it's too embarrassing? Are they not doing it because there's an ongoing investigation? Are they not doing it because they don't want both the Republicans and the Democrats to know about it? But he is specifically talking about Russia, and he alluded to there were texts that were there talking about Russia. This was not a Russia investigation. This about the Russian investigation that Comey's office started. This was strictly the Clinton email, which gives me some real hope that the next one, which is going to be starting up that investigation and how it got started, is going to be a big eye-opener and some big stuff here. Let me go to a break, set this up. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show. He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price. Simple and clear with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. Paul Manafort is off to jail to wait for his trial to start. A judge in D.C. revoked the former Trump campaign manager's bail.
Prosecutors had asked the judge to do that as they accuse him and an associate of witness tampering in Manafort's case. Prosecutors allege that while under house arrest, Manafort contacted people overseas and tried to get them to falsely testify in his favor. He's already facing felony charges of money laundering, tax fraud, and not registering as a foreign agent.
Fox's Jill Nato. President Trump tells Fox the remains of missing American troops are already being returned from North Korea, something agreed to during his meeting with Kim Jong-un. Asked whether Kim might be visiting the White House.
He's the head of a country, and I mean he's the strong head. Mm-hmm. Don't let anyone think anything different. Right. He speaks and his people sit up at attention. I want my people to do the same.
He told another reporter later he was kidding and that the reporter didn't understand sarcasm. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our very persistent and monotonous forecast is going to start to change over the next few days. For today, scattered showers and thunderstorms will still be around, mainly in the afternoon and evening hours. Otherwise, partly sunny, hot and humid with a high around 91 and tonight's low 72. Tomorrow, scattered hit-or-miss storms will be around here and there, but gradually in the afternoon and evening hours, we'll see fewer and fewer storms. High tomorrow and Sunday in the lower 90s, 30% chance of more storms on Sunday, but only a 20% chance of isolated storms Monday and Tuesday. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes all the time, with push notifications for severe weather alerts, plus interactive radar down to the neighborhood level. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Having more fun than a talk radio host should have. Okay, let's get into Nunes again here, talking about the IG report and the laptop. And this is some interesting info.
So Lisa Page's text was released before, but the Strzok, don't worry, we'll stop it. No, we'll stop it.
Right.
That came today.
And why is, how could that have possibly been redacted? And that's the problem. They keep blacking things out across the board, not giving us documents that at the end of the day always end up being very pertinent to our investigation.
The IG wrote the following in one part of the report. Under these circumstances, we did not have confidence that Strzok's decision to prioritize the Russia investigation over the following up on the mid-year related investigative lead discovered on the Wiener laptop was free from bias. So the IG cannot confidently state that that decision was not free from bias. But they're all dining out on the fact on the left, well, there was no political bias on the part of Comey that was found. So they're trying to really downplay it.
Yeah, and let me tell you what we know about that at the time. So we actually had, and I've never actually said this before, because we had whistleblowers, but we couldn't really use the information. But now that it's in the IG report, we can. We had whistleblowers that came to us in late September of 2016 who talked to us about this laptop sitting up in New York that had additional emails on it. I mean, the House Intelligence Committee, we had that, but we couldn't do anything with it.
When was that again?
In 2016.
What, do you know when exactly?
Listen to this.
I think it was late September.
Okay, so ultimately, they didn't move on this until October.
So good FBI agents brought this to our attention, but what could we do with it?
Okay.
Wow.
So good FBI agents brought it to our attention. Those good FBI agents were in New York. So it brought it to their attention. And then the guy who runs down there in October to get the laptop to do the mysterious, miraculous 3 days is Peter Strzok. Peter Strzok is also the guy who is in charge of the counterintelligence division that oversaw the Russia investigation for Trump. That FISA application is brought forth in July. In August, he is making the text that we're going to stop them to Lisa Page.
And the informants also July?
The informants, we actually believe, may be before that. We know that they're in July, but we believe they may be before that. And this talks about informants in here and how people are being paid and such. How they slipped that portion in under the guise of the Clinton email kind of says to me, when I read that, I kind of went, well, wait a minute. Maybe he's signaling a little bit with this thing. So if you look at the timeline, we know the FISA application was requested in July. We know the FISA application was requested before that, was requested and accepted because the Steele dossier was there. We know there was an FISA application made before that, but it was rejected because it didn't have enough information. They add the Steele dossier to it. So there's an informant that's in there. They're investigating a Trump campaign trying to protect them from the Russians. Remember, that was the excuse.
Yes.
They're trying to protect you. They were trying to protect Trump from Russian infiltration.
That's the one Gowdy accepted, that, you know, if you're a good FBI agent and a good American, if Russia's infiltrating an American election, you
want to do it.
Yeah, you, of course, go after the Russians.
But then when you see the biasness of Page and Strzok. Remember, Page is the legal counsel to McCabe. And McCabe seems to know all about this thing. I think McCabe's going to end up to be dirty. I think Comey's going to end up being stupid.
Well, and I can understand where people are coming from saying nothing burger, especially with that Christopher Wray press conference. Yes, Greg played it live, and
that was
we were all
I was throwing my head back big time.
We actually played Clarence Carter stroking right after that.
Man.
Because I see why people are feeling this way, because it wasn't like this home run for all the world to see, but I think the more you dig into this, as you're suggesting, Dan, it is setting up something else. And there's more information to come.
Absolutely. And when you look, when you get down and do the facts, that's when it starts showing up. If you read the summary, you don't get, it's just like Chad said, you don't come walk away with anything. When you start reading this thing, I literally have punched out the table of content, and I marked the places I wanted to go, and I went through and did that. Probably took me 3 hours to go through all that. And man, It's incredible, particularly when you're reading about these other people and what they're saying about crying all night. And though I think that's Lisa Page.
When you use wine to get through this,
It was a tough duty.
I would need whiskey.
It was. I followed it up with some Johnny Walker
okay,
wine as my reward as I was getting to the end of the tunnel. Okay, so Nunes is going to be talking about FBI leadership here.
Well, there's another exchange I want to bring to your attention.
Because you know why I say that? Because it was all classified. And this is the game that Comey and company have been playing, is they hide behind this top
classification.
Secret,
classification. Can't talk about it. Well, they all thought Hillary was going to win. And rocking the boat was tough. He made a decision to go after that laptop because he thought, oh, if someone finds out about it, they're going to think the whole election was illegitimate. Mm-hmm. And then they quickly dispensed with it. Nothing here to worry about.
And you know what? That's true. But also what's true is that I think the same people in charge today still believe they can run the clock out, and they're trying to run the clock out for the rest of this Congress so we can't finish our investigations.
Are there still people in the FBI today who believe they operate by a different set of rules?
At the top, I think that is still true. I mean, we heard some great words today from Christopher Wray, the new director. But I will tell you, it's a little bit frustrating because we've had these very conversations with him many months ago, where we said, look, you're not responsible for any of this. You need to clean this up, and we'll support you in cleaning this up. But yet, here it is. Today, we get this text message at noon today, one that's absolutely pertinent to our investigation. Now, maybe they have a good excuse for it, but the problem with it is if they didn't give it to us, it's a problem. But if they didn't know about it, it's an even bigger problem, because who was obstructing the investigation? All
right. Let's go to the phones and go to David. Who was obstructing the investigation?
Hey, Dan, how are you?
I'm really good. And you today?
Doing fine. You know, I can't help but believe that all of this dragging of the feet by the DOJ, FBI, you know, for all the requests that Congress had made for months and months on end, is simply a stall tactic to try to drag this out to the midterms in hopes that the Democrats take control of Congress and shut this whole thing down.
I hope you're wrong on that. And it would have to go... First, we would have to lose, which I don't think we will. But
even if
you win the House, it still doesn't stop this.
We can hope.
Yeah. Well, as long as Jeff Sessions, the only thing that really got me was the Wray press conference yesterday.
Yeah.
He could have hit a home run with this, and maybe he didn't want to do that. Maybe he knows the next thing that's about to happen is going to be a really big thing, and he didn't want to alarm people and get people moving off the ledge now. He wants to keep them there so when the next IG report comes out.
Yeah, because, you know, listening to his press conference yesterday, you could have just dubbed him blah, 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 blah. Because he really didn't say, to me, he didn't say anything, you know, of any consequence. It was just lip service, you know, to the establishment there in Washington. And I hope you're right. I mean, I hope that, you know, that something big is coming down the pike and that, you know, that he's just trying to slowly get people ready for that. But I guess because I'm a, what I call myself, a realistic optimist, the realist side of me says they're just going to try to continue stonewalling this thing, you know, if they have to till 2020, you know, in hopes that a Dem wins the presidency.
But if that's the case, then what is Jeff Sessions doing? What is Ray doing? Is Ray in the tank for this because Ray wants to uphold the agency that much? Or is he going to realize, which I think he would think this way, is that if you do not get to the bottom of this thing, then the FBI will be tarnished forever.
Yeah, and he'll be at the head of it when it gets tarnished and the ship goes down. You know, again, you hope that that's not the case. But, you know, I've become so cynical of Washington inside the Beltway that I don't trust them any further than I could spit, unfortunately. So have a good one, Dan.
Thanks, David. Let me go to Wayne. Wayne, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
My man, Dan.
Hey, Wayne, how are you?
I'm doing well. I hope you guys are.
Doing great.
This whole thing is just, it's just too unreal to believe. It really does appear that people like the Clintons can rape babies. They can do whatever they want, apparently. And there doesn't seem to be any repercussions. Is that really where this is?
Well, I hope not. And again, I think Trump would understand this. If you want to have people to have confidence in the FBI, because Trump keeps saying all this happened during Obama's FBI, not my FBI, during Obama's FBI. But if you don't do something about it, if something is not done under your FBI, then FBI will be tainted forever.
Right, and basically you're complicit in that at that point. And the first thing is it's hard to understand how someone like Trump, and I give him credit for being a really brilliant guy. Hard to imagine why he started out with so many people that were not necessarily on his team. So many insiders that were still Obama type, if you will.
Yeah.
Which kind of leads to all this. But anyway.
Well, and when we had Christian Adams on, he basically said that. When we had him on, he said, you know, what happened is during the Clinton time period, all these Clintonites got in there, and they were bored in, and they were made career people, and it basically killed the department and started really hurting the FBI, that we said the general DOJ. And then when Obama got there, they all kind of blossomed, and they moved him up to the top.
Incredible.
Is your text to me accurate?
It is perfectly accurate. I was there to get them, and they are done with.
That is remarkable. So they've already sold out. That is absolutely incredible. So you're going to have to...
sold out.
You're going to have to try tomorrow then.
Exactly, and she said come early.
Yeah, I'm telling you. this audience, and I'm sorry that you missed it, because they are really, really good.
I will go. I just thought you would like that information.
No, I'm glad, because I was just about to tell them, and I don't want anybody to go there if they don't have the ribs. Can't do that.
Right.
So, folks, what I would do is I would get there early tomorrow and get your ribs, and I'd be smacking on those people.
Be smacking. Be standing in line as if we're Pappy Van Winkle or something.
Yeah, really. I'm glad I went by early and bought mine.
Well, and I think we should tell folks, because I got a message from Eric over there at the Freshest of Markets, Fresh Market, that for a limited time only, maybe I shouldn't be giving this out because I want one, tomahawk ribeye, $17.99 a pound. It is the big old bone sticking out.
Oh, it's like you're like a caveman eating
it's
that baby.
Something to throw on the grill. You could share it with 2-3 people. That is good eating when it comes to steak.
Hey, oh, man. Dan, throw me in for Sweet Creek.
You got it, Wayne. Just put Wayne.
All right, good deal.
Wayne S., and we'll know who he is. Wayne, thank you, buddy, and thanks for the information on Fresh Market.
Have a great weekend.
You too. News on 93.1 FM. This hour has been brought to you by Brubaker Motors on the Eastern Bypass, Bradford location. Buying a brand new car, I don't care if you go every place in Central Alabama, as long as you go by and see them at Brubaker Motors. That's what Brubaker says himself, because he knows he likes the competition. That's why they're the number one Kia dealer in Alabama. Go by and see them. See what they've got. Take advantage of it. Say hi to Dick or Don and the gang there and tell them you're a Dan Moore Show listener and how much you appreciate them being a sponsor of the show. We'll be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Dan Morris Show.
Ah, yes. Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition. We're ready to get moving here, boys and girls. Got a lot to go over. Let's go to the phones and go to Doug. Doug, welcome aboard.
Wow, Dan, I came in at the top. I had a statement or two I'd like to make about Jeff Sessions. I am so tired of everybody calling and saying they're done with him, but I guess they're not as old as we are. And I don't mean to sound like an attorney because I'm not, and I don't play one on radio like you do, but I guess they've forgotten.
You do listen to the
Sessions
show.
Sessions was appointed by Reagan, is that correct?
He was appointed by who?
By Ronald Reagan out of the Mobile, Alabama office of the Attorney General's.
He was appointed to a judgeship, but he didn't make it.
He did not make it. He did not.
But he was appointed also as a U.S. attorney, but he's later appointed as to a judgeship.
Okay. Well, then maybe I'm not quite as informed as I thought I was, and that's why I'm calling you. Where was he working when he gained or earned the nickname Silent Assassin? Do you remember? Because I don't, and I honestly don't know that answer. I don't know if he was a judge or a prosecutor, I don't know.
He was never a judge. He's been a prosecutor, and he's been an attorney general.
Okay. Well, I guess it was when he was an attorney general. But anyway, my take on him is, and I met him the same day I met you. It was the town hall in Millbrook in Point Q. 2010. At that time, I was extremely involved, or heavily involved, in the Wetumpka Tea Party, and Becky and her husband invited me to go behind the building after the meeting, and I got to spend an hour with the man.
Oh, wow.
And I'm a pretty good judge of character. I'm probably only about 4 or 5 years younger than you, but anyway, long story short, I think that the drama, as far as the tweets and the statements about there being a rift between Sessions and Trump, was maybe to appease the pony-headed liberals, allow him behind the scenes to live up to his long-known name of a silent assassin. And I think that's also why he was brilliant in appointing, and I'm probably going to butcher this name, it's just 5 letters, this Uber Huber guy.
Who are you?
And anyway, and I think this is also, Dan, and you mentioned this earlier this week, and I'll be picking up this it's on the line. You had mentioned earlier this week, because you're such a campaign expert, and I know this is just a midterm coming up, but I think this is going to peak late September or early October, and I haven't been able to wrap my brain around the next statement I'm going to make, so I'm not going to really talk to you about it, but there was a female in the FBI. She was either number 2 or number 3. Her last name is Brand, and she's not there, and it has something to do with appointments, and the president would be able to fill number 2 spot, number 3 spot. But anyway, all of that's got like a 210-day time fuse on it. You probably know all about that, but that would play out like in September and October.
You're talking about the person that if Sessions and Rosenstein were not there, that would secede them?
No, it wouldn't be. Sessions is number 1. Rosenstein would not be there. I think she was number 3.
Okay, yeah, I know who you're talking about. There was a lady that was going to be number 3, but she had resigned.
Well, I thought they offered her a job at Walmart, to what I've been reading.
Yeah, anyway. Exactly. She to right. be legal counsel at Walmart.
Yeah. Love the show. Listen to it every day. I've got a real unique job to where I can listen to all 3 hours, but I operate a big piece of equipment, so I listen to the machine out of one ear and your show out of the other, but I listen to it every day, all 3 hours.
How big of a piece of machinery do you operate?
It's an excavator. I work at a rock quarry up in...
Oh, yeah, I remember you telling me about that. I remember your first time you called and you told me that.
Yes. Enjoy the show, Dan.
Thanks, Doug. I appreciate the kind words. Let's go to Papa John. Papa John, so good he named a pizza after himself.
Hey, Daniel. This, from what I'm hearing, I haven't read it yet, but from what I'm hearing, people keep repeating that what Comey did, he did without political bias.
There was no evidence of political bias.
Okay, well, it reminds me of a judge in a domestic abuse case that looks at the husband and says, well, I understand you beat your wife, but I'm finding you not guilty because I know your wife. It floors me. If there was something that was done there that was going to affect the political climate, there's, by nature, the beast has to be some kind of political bias. I just don't see how
well,
they get around.
When I read the report, it basically said, when you look at the Comey statement, the why he did what he did, is he said, I felt that Hillary Clinton was going to win. That was point number one. And so I didn't want her to win and then people to find out about the other emails. And so I announced that.
So this was his CYA moment.
Well, because then it would have harmed, and he says in there, it would have harmed the FBI. So to me, he was making a political statement when he said, I believed Hillary Clinton was going to win. FBI agents, director of FBI... are not in the business of predicting elections. They're not talking heads. They're FBI directors. So that, absolutely, to me, was political right off the bat.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying this thing, it like we were talking about before, it smells like a bag of three-day-old mullet. It just, there's too much in there that points the finger that says, this is not right, and it was done for the wrong reasons. Yeah. And someone needs to pay the price.
Well, I think what we... And again, I'm going to say that there are more pieces of this puzzle, there are more things that are going to drop here that when you get the alignment of them, I think it's going to make more sense. For example, if Strzok intentionally, and I believe he did, he started and forced the FISA warrant. You remember he was going to go have lunch with go to the party with the judge that he knows, who he sent the FISA application to. We don't know what the outcome of that was, but I believe he was jimmying this all the time. I believe he put the informants in there, and it was painted out of his budget. He was the one that got the FISA, and then come August, he's sitting there saying, we're going to stop him. Don't worry, we're going to stop him. I think it was a complete setup to find out what was going on in Trump operation, number one, but then also to put the finger on Trump in case they needed to stop him. Because you remember, all of a sudden, there was this rumor that came out that there was collusion with the Russians. The Trump campaign was colluding with the Russians.
Right.
Hillary Clinton said that. She said that in a debate.
Right.
So somebody was feeding this to her. When I started looking at this last night and getting the timeline, I was going, oh, my God, this is exactly what they did. They started the rumor. They wanted to have somebody else in there. So when time came, the right thing came, they were going to say, well, an investigation into Trump. But they had to say the part about an investigation into Clinton because people knew about it and they were going to out them. That's what, I mean, right. Comey basically said when people found out, and he knew he was going to find out because of the New York field office.
Well, and that answer me this. Do not, anytime you meet in private, and this would even include Bill Clinton's meeting at the airport, anytime you meet in private, shouldn't sunshine laws take place? Or take effect?
No, because there's not you would never quorum of a meeting, so, and that's what the sunshine laws are. Papa John, you're welcome to hang on. I'm up against the top of the hour break. Damn, our show will be back right after this. There's one girl.